Thank you, Susan. I also really like to thank Frank McCauley and Susan and Jackie and everyone at Bizarre Space Made. It's been a really fantastic experience, really incredibly supportive organization. It's been a really fun exhibition to put together with these various different artists. And thank you all for coming.
Thanks, Kate. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Casey Oden, who's one of the band members in Almost Pure, who's playing last tonight. The pictures on the wall by Farrah Spanky are also Almost Pure. She couldn't be here tonight, but a big thank you to her as well for letting us include these really beautiful photos. On the other side of the wall are two pieces by Casey. There's the From the Back of the Room documentary from 2011, which is just screening continuously, which is about female involvement in DIY punk for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
On the monitor next to it is just a website for Casey's next film, Polyxotic. So I wanted to ask you a couple questions about how From the Back of the Room got started, how making that documentary has affected the work that you do as a musician, other work that you do. That's a good place to start.
Sure.
So From the Back of the Room actually wasn't, it was like an idea that I had kind of like kicking around for a little while because I have been involved in video production, specifically like documentaries of various lengths since I was in high school. I like had the good fortune to be in the communication arts program in Blair, and so I was working in video when I was like pretty young. And then went to a broadcast journalism program and studied and did broadcast journalism stuff for undergrad. And so it was something that I had been thinking about for a while because I've been involved with like the DIY music scene also throughout that time and continue to be, right? And then a friend of mine named Brian actually in 2007 was also, I guess, thinking about it, and somebody mentioned me to him, and then we sat down and had coffee and started writing lists of names of people that we just pie in the sky wanted to talk to.
Sure.
And then like booking a music tour, we just sort of like mapped out where those people lived, figured out if we could go on the East Coast trip, on a Midwest trip, and on a West Coast trip, and just got in touch with people and said like, hey, do you know this person? How are we gonna find them? Can we book this on a Tuesday at 9 p.m.? And then just like charted it out like you would chart out like a geographic, just any kind of a tour that you would go on. So that was before Kickstarter also, and we didn't have any money. I was working at a small nonprofit TV station doing like short form documentary work for them, and they generously let me borrow their equipment. And we had benefit shows like over and over and over again to raise all the money to get the plane tickets, to get in the car, to go on the trips, to film the interviews, to do the stuff, to buy the hard drive, da 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 da. So then production basically spanned over 3 or 4 years, and the film came out in 2011. It was grueling. I've said before that I feel like Kickstarter campaigns are like short and extremely painful, and this was like just a long throb of like needing to raise money, you know? So that was, yeah, the first big deal. I think it definitely put me in a more visible position, right, in terms of like the music community, like, oh, that's that person that has a camera, and that's that person who's like interviewing women, and that's that person who's like a visible feminist kind of, you know?
Yes.
And then simultaneously, I think it kind of pushed me a little bit more to do more music myself. Like, I think that I'm a film person first and a music person second, but then I learned how to book a good show, and I learned how to deal with benefits of various sizes and pulling businesses together to do raffle items and like all kinds of stuff. You just learn how to get organized, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So kind of like continued to pull me towards the music community, but also like obviously I developed as a filmmaker at the time, and I've had like various jobs since then, and I think like it definitely helped me get my current formal employment, because I remember in the job interview my boss was like, I just really like that you did this, and no one was telling you to do this, but you just went and did it. And I was like, what else was I gonna do? I wanted this thing to be actualized, and so I just figured out how to make it happen, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I imagine as you've developed as a filmmaker, the process for this next documentary that you've just put out has been streamlined?
Maybe.
Or different in some ways, the way that you've put it together?
Yeah, also, can I just say that I feel I'm DIY show impulse is can you guys move up?
Yeah.
Do you want to come in? It's weird, everyone's standing in the doorway, why don't you come into the room? It's nice in here, and we could probably all heat up and sweat and be gross and weird. Let's do it. The film that I just finished, I started working on basically immediately after From the Back of the Room was finished. I was on a road trip with a friend of mine who came for a few of the screening dates, and just sort of offhandedly she mentioned that she was going to take a contract to go work as an exotic dancer in Guam, and I had no idea that that was a thing that people did, in terms of traveling and dancing also, you know, and making that work for you like you would be a touring entertainer essentially. And so I just became pretty single-minded about the fact that I wanted to look at that and think about it and explore it. And at this point, there was Kickstarter. So I ran a Kickstarter campaign and figured out a way to parlay it into the end of my grad school career. Went to Guam for a month, filmed a whole bunch of stuff, met some people at the university there, and someone offered me a job, so I stayed for a while. And
how
kept working. I was there, for the initial month, and then I came back, and then I went back for a semester and taught at the university. So there's a University of Guam. And I taught gender studies because I just got my MA in gender studies. So that was a pretty wild chapter of my life, which is cool, and I would totally do over again. So I just lived there for a while and did moonlighting, working on the film, basically. So the process has been a little bit different, and it's that film was dependent on a fixed location, whereas From the Back of the Room was a collection of national things. So it's been different. I also think that I don't want to, my filmmaking chops have improved in the last 5 years. So you're always growing as somebody who's a cultural producer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's maybe been more streamlined, I guess. I don't know. I did this one in a more solitary capacity, which has its pros and cons. But, yeah.
Well, you have a screening of Exotic tomorrow in Baltimore.
Yeah.
In Baltimore?
Come to Wind Up Space.
What time is it? Wind Up Space?
Yeah. Doors are at 5 and the screening's going to be at 6.
Doors at 5, screening at 6.
There are flyers on the
Baltimore tomorrow.
Flyers and merch.
And back table.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that you want to say or add? Or can we move on to...
Yeah. I'm always
thank
I'm
you.
Not great at being interviewed. I feel I'm this person, you know?
But thank you. It was nice to hear about background of the work in the show.
Yeah. If anybody has questions or whatever, I'm around.
So. And we're going to take a teeny break to set up some sound things. And then the first performance, Antibody Corporation, will be here in a few minutes. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.